RNZ Pacific News, kia ora ana, I'm Selmanu te vam ta whain. Tongan MP B. Veni Piukala says he and other MPs will impeach their Prime Minister if he doesn't reveal information regarding the finances and ownership of Tonga's national airline. Prime Minister Huakavami Liku is accused of financially mismanaging the airline. It was one of the main allegations that spurred a vote of no confidence last year, which he survived 14 votes to 11. Mr. Piukala claims there's no transparency regarding Lulute's transactions and ownership.
The report that we get from the Auditor General continued to say that they had not had any information to confirm that Lulutai is a company belong to government. We gave him a deadline. By this first day that he haven't submitted clarity with information to these issues, we're going to impeach him.
Samoa's Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries says the country would not be ruled by outsiders should a change to the Electoral Act go through. In Parliament yesterday, MP for Sanganga No. 2, Maulolo Tavita Amosa, referred to statistics of 182,000 Samoans living in New Zealand, with 107,000 of those eligible to vote in Samoa. He noted about 130,000 eligible voters were registered for the 2021 general election and says the proposed inclusion of those overseas is a worry. Lauli Lewatias Schmidt says the parliament will not be ruled by outsiders as suggested and it will not go back to colonial times. The debate on the Electoral Amendment Bill 2024 continues today. A previously unknown Democrat has beaten Joe Biden in the American Samoa Democratic Caucus. Voters in 16 US states and one US territory have chosen their presidential candidates in the primaries. In American Samoa, entrepreneur Jason Palmer won the most votes at 51. Joe Biden got 40 and Dean Phillips did not receive any votes. Mr. Palmer was the only one out of the three presidential candidates who had actively campaigned. He told the caucus it's time for a younger leader to take the reins in Washington, D.C.
Talofa Lava, this is an opportunity for you to make your voices heard about something that everyone in the country knows someone needs to speak up. There is a younger generation waiting to take the lead and actually solve all these problems. And Washington is very, very broken. We need someone new in there, someone positive, and I believe that I'm that person.
It has now been publicly revealed that the central bank in Papua New Guinea, Bank PNG, last year asked police to investigate dominant fuel supplier Puma Energy for possible money laundering. This comes as Puma is under pressure to improve the supply of fuel, something it blames on the central bank for not providing enough foreign exchange. There has been no indication from PNG police of any wrongdoing by Puma. Independent think tank Institute of National Affairs Executive Director Paul Barker says the issue centres on fuel that Puma refines and then re-exports and whether the returns from this breaches PNG's banking rules.
If they were transfer pricing, if they were not declaring amounts of money or transactions that would be subject to taxation, well, that would breach of taxation legislation, which would be potentially a criminal act. But if it's in breach of the Central Banking Act and transferring when approvals haven't been made, there's some debate as to whether really that's a criminal or a civil case.
Fiji's embattled Minister for Women and Children, Linda Tumbuya, has denounced a decision to remove her as Deputy Leader of People's Alliance Party. The decision was made yesterday by the party's Executive Council. In a written statement to RNZ Pacific, Linda Tumbuya says she's disappointed with the two lawyers and the Legal and Disciplinary Subcommittee for making a decision based on allegations published on social media. Whenau Whanua reports.
Linda Tumbuya says the allegations were generated by political opponents to weaken the party and the government coalition. Ms. Tumbuya accused the committee lawyers of pouncing on an opportunity to remove her. She says they opposed her appointment as deputy party leader before the 2022 elections. Ms. Tamboya says the decision is unfair, and making a decision based on allegations sets a dangerous precedent. Meanwhile, local media are reporting that Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka will decide on Linda Tamboya's future in cabinet later this week.
The New Zealand health body, Te Whatu Ora, hopes the concerning decline in childhood vaccination rates will level off by May. This is despite the organisation admitting it's progressed less than a third of recommendations to fix the system. The health agency's executives have been grilled by the Health Select Committee as part of its annual review, facing questions about its efforts to improve vaccination rates. Chief Executive Margie Appa says a range of initiatives like a new centralised vaccine database and an outreach program for Māori and Pasifika communities will stabilise the rate of decline in the next few months. The organisation has made progress on 15 of 54 recommendations from an April review, which found a haphazard system that failed some children. In world news, the widow of the Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, has called for an election day protest against President Vladimir Putin. In a YouTube video, Yulia Navalnaya says she had drawn hope from the large crowds who had come out last week for her husband's funeral in Moscow. She urged people to go to polling stations and send a clear message to Mr. Putin.
We can still use that so-called election to achieve our goals. We need to show that we exist and that there are many of us. We need to go to polling stations on the same day and time, noon of March 17th. It is up to you to choose what to do next. You can vote for any candidate but Putin. You can spoil the ballot. You can write on it in big letters, Navalny.
Russia's presidential election will take place from March 15th to 17th, with Putin widely expected to win a fifth term in office. A study has found that attaching green flashing lights to fishing nets could help to save thousands of sea turtles each year in the Mediterranean. A British company has developed the battery-powered devices, which are small and cheap to produce. The BBC's Helen Briggs reports.
The Mediterranean Sea is an important breeding ground for green and loggerhead turtles, but every year thousands die when they accidentally get tangled up in fishing nets. Trials off the coast of northern Cyprus of adding green flashing lights to fishing ropes suggest they may halve the number of accidental catches of sea turtles, as well as saving other threatened species such as skates and rays. Researchers from the University of Exeter and the Society for the Protection of Turtles say the study shows lighting up fishing nets can help, but more trials are needed.
In sport, Fiji has won the Oceania Rugby Under-20s Challenge in Auckland. The team beat junior Manu Samoa 31-17 in the last match. The tournament is a partnership between Oceania Rugby and Moana Pasifika. It also served as a qualifier for the World Rugby Second Tier Under-20s Trophy to be played in Scotland in July. The winner between Samoa and Tonga, Samoa this time, qualified as Oceania's representative. The trophy will be contested by 8 teams fighting for promotion to the top tier Under-20s Championship in 2025. Papua New Guinea has been beaten by Oman in the first of three 2020 internationals at the Al Emirates cricket ground. PNG scored 136 for 6 off the 20 overs, with Oman reaching 137 for 7 with 3 balls remaining. The second T20 is later today. The teams won a game each in the ODI series. Meanwhile, Malaysia beat Vanuatu by 52 runs in their Malaysia Open T20I Championship game yesterday. Vanuatu next plays Kuwait later today. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.